Chapter 3. Rafida Al Aslamia. Born 620, Medina, Saudi Arabia. More than 1,000 years ago, in Arabia, there lived a young nurse called Rafida Al Aslamia. Rafida's father was a doctor. She asked him questions about his work, and he taught her to heal people. She wanted to learn everything about helping people to get well. She studied for years, and she became a great healer. At that time, many people were interested in the new religion of Islam. Rafida became one of the first people to follow this new religion. But not everyone was happy about Islam. Rafida's father taught her to heal people. Some people did not want to change to a new way of life. Rafida thought, "I won't listen to those people. I won't be like them. I'll follow Islam with my heart and my hands." And one day, she had to use her heart and hands because a war began. Rafida decided to leave her home and go nearer to the fighting. The war was hurting many soldiers, and she wanted to help them. It was dangerous, but her work was important. Next, Rafida began to teach other women to become nurses. The fighting often hurt people, but Rafida and her nurses were always there to help. After the war, Rafida went home, but she still helped her people. She opened a clinic inside a mosque. She also started to write down her ideas about being a good nurse. People still use her ideas around the world today. Rafida was always happy to teach healing. Before she died, she taught many women. These women taught many others. So Rafida was still helping people many years later.